Hey everybody, Pete Redden here with The Way I Taught It. No intro today, no music, just right to the article that I've released today, October 3rd, on LinkedIn. Where did all the ground training go? That's the title. I'll be reading it to you off the paper. I may ad-lib some other items of importance into it. But if you go on LinkedIn and you find my Vapor Global Aviation page, you'll be able to read the article for yourself. You'll be able to share it as well. And if you would like, you could share this podcast as well. Where did all the ground training go? The aviation training industry, in a world where some percentage of flight instructors only care about flight time, has a major problem no one is addressing: proper ground training. But what about the DPE shortage? Well, that's a shiny object of distraction and an article for another day. The quick and dirty on that topic is, we have an exam scheduling problem, not a shortage of DPEs. Back to the proper ground training discussion. Proper ground training can save your life, as well as reduce liability to flight schools providing the training to their clients. The industry's recent failures to acknowledge proper ground training has been a slow-burning fuse on a lack of knowledge bomb for some time. Lighting the fuse dates back to when ground school, taught by living, breathing CFIs in a hangar, transitioned to VHS videotapes, and the transition continued to online ground school. A for-profit business that takes money out of your local CFI's wallet and endures zero accountability when it comes to taking your practical exam was born. Two disturbing trends have developed in the aviation training industry. First, flight instructors are shying away from doing any ground training and allowing online courses to pick up the slack. You cannot ask an online course a question in real time unless there is an instructor present online to ask. With the online training programs offered, you can certainly garner great knowledge. Unfortunately, the application of that knowledge is hard to come by. This is where one-on-one ground training with the CFI comes in. That local CFI, the guy down at the flight school that's feeding his family and paying his way on you being his client. This shift has slowly occurred since the early 80s with the invention of the VCR and has significantly accelerated with the rapid growth over the last 6 years in online offerings in the aviation training industry. Second, flight schools and flight instructors are opting for more flight training in place of proper ground training. Even more disturbing, that flight training is at a level of trial and error rather than precisely planned instruction with precisely planned expectations of outcomes. Hence, the 100-hour private pilot. Part 61 specifically uses two very distinct terms to address the required training prior to making application for a pilot certificate or rating. This is also used in Part 141, ground training and flight training. The term ground school is a marketing term to generate interest in a group-level learning environment specifically to prepare for the written exam. Don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing any type of ground school, online or otherwise. I actually cherish the opportunity to teach ground school in person. Unfortunately, online ground schools currently teach to the rote and or understanding level of knowledge, not the application of that knowledge. This requires human-to-human interaction with a local CFI. Online ground schools prepare you for the written test, not the ground portion of the practical test. Although the price tag of online ground school seems to make the cost of training a bit less expensive for the client, lately, they remove a significant and important piece of the training puzzle to becoming a competent and safe pilot, the local CFI, thus driving up the local flight training costs due to a lack of ground training preparation. If you read Part 61.57, 105, 107, 125, 127, 129, 186, 187, 61.109, every one of them states, quote, must receive and log ground training, end quote. How have we ventured so far from what is required to become a safe and competent pilot? As you can see, the old, quote, ground training is not required for Part 61, or not as much ground training is required for Part 61, excuses are an absolute farce. Anyone spouting these rumors needs a remedial class in the FAR AIM. Ground training is required for all parts of Part 61 training, accomplished by a current, incompetent, and properly trained CFI, preferably the recommending CFI, on the topics listed in each of the respective sections. Where the ground training is logged as optional, preferably in the applicant's logbook, usually near the back part of the logbook, where most logbooks have a ground training log. And that log is presented to the examiner at the time of the exam to qualify the applicant to take the exam. Unfortunately, you cannot endorse someone for an exam if there is no record of training received for that endorsement. And we're specifically talking about the endorsement for the required ground and flight training. Specifically, ground training and flight topics demand a coverage via ground training per the regulations. A professional educator, the CFI, should be documenting that training in detail in the learner's logbook or training record, just as if it were a flight lesson. This is what your clients are paying for. Interacting with a local CFI is the only way to allow the transition to occur from the rote or understanding level of learning to the application level of learning. Yeah, I keep saying it over again, local CFI. Flight instructors, you are the frontline training manager of your client's safety and training. I'm sorry to tell you, if you attended a flight school where one-on-one, in-person, ground training was looked down upon or seen unnecessary, or the focus was self-study, your flight school failed you abysmally. Any flight school or CFI that downplays the importance of one-on-one, CFI-to-learner ground training should be avoided at all costs. This red flag denotes a flight school that exists solely as a revenue-generating business than an institute of higher learning with a grasp of how to achieve desired outcomes through a proper training syllabus. At these schools, there is an over-reliance on self-study and online training programs. Any flight school that is currently making this shift from in-person to solely online is setting their clients and business up for failure. Not just bankruptcy, but a failure in safe, efficient operations leading to potential incidents and accidents. Let's do the math. 75 hours of flight training at $250 an hour equals $18,750. 35 hours of ground training at $50 an hour, that comes to $1,750. Plus 40 hours of flight training at $250 an hour, that comes to $10,000. That's $11,750. A savings of about $7,250. As you can see, significant. Proper ground training can save a significant chunk of change on your overall cost of training. Normally, proper ground training is inlaid with flight training, and it can save you up to 25 to 33% of overall current costs to become a pilot. And we're talking about private pilot examples. Flight schools. Ground training can free up your resources on the flight schedule, saving the cost of buying another airplane for your fleet and the operating costs associated with that additional aircraft. If you transition from using the airplanes you have to doing proper ground training to prepare better for the use of your limited resources. Well, by the way, it'll probably turn out to better testing at the practical exam, which means less retraining, less retesting, which means the system becomes more efficient. Like it or not, you're going to spend time with your CFI or learner doing ground training, and I encourage you to like it. CFIs, you are paid the same whether you're flight training in flight or flight training on the ground, or at least you should be. Regulations and ethics demand that you spend time on the ground with your learner covering the required topics in Part 61 for the certificate being sought. The topics are not difficult and are easily found in the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge or the Airplane Flying Handbook. Yes, I know, both books could be written better, but it is what it is. Finally, you cannot endorse someone for an exam if ground training has not been accomplished via the approved process per Part 61. Again, this ground training sets the applicant, the learner, up for success during the ground portion of the practical exam because they get practice talking about what they are going to be tested on and how to phrase and how to word their questions. Fly safe, fly smart. That's the way I taught it.